We are on Daf Samach Vov Amid Beis. Just let us skim through the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Sholchu Mibeirav L'Shmuel Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Amar L'Shnayim Kisvu Utnuget L'Ishti. That a person told two people, Kisvu utnu, v'omru l'soifer, the kosav, and they told the soifer to write, v'chos mohen, and they chasmet, mahu, what is the din? Is it kosher or is it not kosher? Shorch lehu teitze. So he said, if she got married with such a get, we should not rely on the get, v'dovot soich tal. My hadover tzorich talmid. So the Gemara asks, what was the shaila that Shmuel had? Ilaim mishum dahav aleim mili. Shmuel had a suffix that they told over the sefer. That means he had really made them kisvu, means to write the get, to chasma the get. And they made the sefer a shliach to write the get. And we have a klal, mili, that's the suffix. Do we say mili memson le shliach? Do I say, since they were only shluchim and mili and ksivas aget, so therefore they cannot appoint another shliach. There's no din of shliach, is a shliach. Or do I say mili memson le shliach? And that is the suffix. Is the suffix of Shmuel is that they were mamana seifa, is this good? And do we say mili memsen shlich, yes or no? Mesachkele mili imemsen l'shlich, iloi memsen l'shlich. So the Gemara says that can't be. V'omar Shmuel, omar Rabbi, alochik Rabbi Yosi, the omar mili loy memsen l'shlich. We pass on like Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yosi said, "Afilu by he said l'shloisha tnu, they have the right; they cannot appoint anyone because Rabbi Yosi holds mila memson l'shliach." So, what is the shaila? What is adova tzorich talmud? Ela l'shmul hokamei boilei. So the Gemara says, "No, the shaila of Shmuel was as follows: Haiksuvu, when he told these two." Kisvu utnu, what did he mean to tell them? Iksav yodo. If he meant ksav yodo, that they should chasme. Iksav aget. Or did he also mean that they should write it? Did he want them to write it also? So that's the shaila. The shaila is, did he want them to write the get? Or did he just want them to chasma on the get? And if he wanted them, that we'll see later as the Gemara progresses, and if he only wanted them to chasma on the get, so how will the get be written? So he meant he should appoint a sefer. So that does not fall into the category of mili lememson l'shliach. That is called he's telling them, tell the sefer to write. And that was the shaila, that was the shaila of Shmuel. It's a different shaila. The shaila is, what does he mean? If he made them a shliach, so then it's to write the get, then it's mili memson l'shliach. But if he only wanted them to chasme, so that means on the ksivas haget, they should appoint someone, so that's why Meimru, so then it'll be good. Frag the Gemara, Betiv Shalemi Masnisin. So, if that's your Shaila, be poishi from the Mishnah. Omer l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti, l'shloisha kisvu get tnu l'ishti. Re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. The Mishnah says they have to write it. So you see, claw. That he meant that they should write it. Hogufa kamei boile. I don't know pshat in the Mishnah either. Ksuvu ksav yodonu. Does the Mishnah mean that they have to write it That means he wanted them, the ksuvah means savyodam d'chsime, and the male, all they have to do is d'chasme, iksava getu. Or does it mean that they have to write to get also? If they have to write to get, so then there's no shayla l'alocha, because mila memson l'shliya. If it's ksav yodom, so then it is leimer imru. So then, that's good. Trekte gemore pshite de ksav agetu. It's zicher, the Mishnah means ksav aget. Diktoni seife, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Neiminu l'shlich, Afonu mekabolim shvolomo, that Rameya made a chilek between a bezdin, that there the bezdin can appoint say a sefer and say eidim, that's by a bezdin, but in the previous case at Kiswood, no, or Tnu Bashnaim, they're not a bezdin, they have to do it themselves. And Rabbi Yosi said, Afilu, this klal that you're saying, that by a bezdin, they can appoint a sefer and eidim, the mina l'shliach, afonu mikubolim, sh'afilu amal a bezdin, agodl sh'bir shalayim, t'nu get l'ishti, sh'il yilmedu v'yichtavu v'yitnu lo, that he doesn't want them to appoint, they have to learn how to write. If they don't know how to write, even though they're an official best. So if you'll say that according to the Tanakhama, by Kisvutnu, they have to write to get also. And by Tnu, they can appoint. That's what Rav Meir holds. Ishapir. So Mamele. So Rabbi Yosi said that Afilu by Tnu, and he told us to the Bezdin Agodol, they have to learn how to write again. Eleyamrit Ksav Yodanu. But if you'll say that Kisvu only means Ksav Yodon, Miike Beidine Dolo Yodi Mechtem Chsimis Yodayu, so there, a person who doesn't know how to chasme their own signature, so the Gemara says, and ikke beidin echadete. These are new dayonim, who never were dayonim, so it seems they never had a need or necessity to sign their names. And, like someone was moira, bederech klal bezman ha-mishneh, tere shebal peh, was never written, so there was no need to learn how to write. And to sign your name was also not a common need. So Mamelos, you can very well have a bezdin that does not assign the names. Bisvirulon. This was up to more or less yesterday. Bisvirulon, the haik suvuk sab yodanu. Now, let's go back to the shaila. So what is the shaila? The shaila is, maybe ksuva means they should only chasme. And memela, it is good that the sefer wrote to get. Hakosav aget kosher. Omar Shmuel, Omar Rebbe, so l'cheir, if someone else wrote to get, it's kosher. V'omar Shmuel amar Rabbi Elochi k'Rabbi Yosi d'amimil lememserin l'shliach. Omri svirulon d'ksuv k'sav yodanu k'sav aget nase k'aima imru umayda Rabbi Yosi b'aimer imru. But it's just the Rashi on the last Gemara. Upachinon b'svirulon k'suv k'sav yodanu d'havi. Oksav aget im omru l'soifah v'kosav kosher. He only told them they should be eidich sime. But ksav aget im omru l'soifah v'kosav, and he wrote it kosher, but me, l'om ha-shmuel alochek Rabbi Yosi, the masnisen, the kivin da por ha-shmuel, time with the Rabbi Yosi, mishem demiri, le-memsron le-shliachu, Hayek kosher. So how could it be kosher if they told the Sefer to write again? A milinino. A mishani. He have a svirala. Upshitala. If that's clear, Niksuvi the Kamala Hava Alexaviada, that without he told them Ksuvu means they should chasme, ikalameima, Niksavaget, Midalai Kopidalai, he didn't tell them to write the get, Nasekoim, I want you to chasman the get, Nasekoim, Imru the Seifer the Yichtoim. Because Alkadaitach, the Moider of Yaisi, Ba'oimer, Imru, if he says that you should write the get, so then it is the Bahima Imra, if he said Imra, tell to our cipher to write the get, that's kosher. So we explained that there is two inyonim. Mila Lamemsel Lashliach was said in the halacha of Shliach Oise Shliach. There's a chiddush shakra that shliach oisa shliach, that if a person was empowered with a koyach shlichus, he can give over his koyach to another shliach. So in the din of shliach oisa shliach, we have a din mili loy memserin la shliach. That only if you're shliach anamaisa, as we mentioned yesterday from the chsam seifa vishilcha, which learn a shliach oisa shliach. So he was a shliach to give over the get, and that is a loch, that he could give over his koyach to another shliach. But if he's only a shliach on mili, he's only a shliach to write a get, so he cannot give over his koyach. But Ayma Imru is not pshat, I'm giving over my koyach. Ayma Imru is, I'm a shliach of the Baal to make you a shliach. So that means I'm b'mokim habal to make you a shliach. But it doesn't fall into category of shliach oise shliach, which is there the shliach is giving over his koiches, which he received as shliach. No, I'm b'mokim the baal to make you a shliach. And I'm a imru, a full of Rabbi Yossi holds that it's good. And that is the suffix of Shmuel. So it means the suffix is that I just have to know what he meant. If he meant that kisvu means ksava get also, so I want you to write the get. So then the only way someone else can write the get is that's the gedder of mili, mili memson l'shliach. Or maybe kisvu means ksav yodon, so all I'm telling from you is that you should sign the get. So then we derive from that, so how will the get be written? Well, you tell a sefer to write the get. So that's Imru the Seifer. And I mean Imru is kosher for according to Rabbi Yossi. Moide Rabbi Yossi by me Imru. Frag the Gemore, mi moide Rabbi Yossi by me Imru. Is Rabbi Yossi moide by me Imru? Was nan, we learned a Mishneh that says as follows. Ksav Seifer ve'eid kosher. V'yev ksav seifer ve'eid is kosher. V'omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh. Now Rabbi Yirmiyeh said, pshat in the Mishneh, ksam seifer shanino. Ksav seifer ve'eid means not that we use the ksivas ha-seifer together with the ksima of one eid. That's the title ksav seifer ve'eid. No, ksav seifer ve'eid means ksam seifer ve'eid. It means chsam seifer ve'eid that it means chsam seifer ve'eid, and therefore let's chat the Mishnah that we have that the eid chasmid, and also we have that the seifer chasmid chsam seifer ve'eid. Yeah, chsam seifer shanim. V'omar Rav Chisda Masnisen Moni. That's one thing. So Rabbi Yirmiyeh said Pshat in the Mishneh. Rabbi Yirmiyeh said Pshat in the Mishneh that the Mishneh means Chsam Seifer Ve'eid. So we have a Chsime of two Eidim. One is the Seifer and one is another Eid. V'omar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said If chasam soifa ve'eid, if chasam soifa ve'eid is permissible, it can only be good masnisin moni rabbi yosi da oma mili lememsin l'shliach. It will only be good according to rabbi yosi, that rabbi yosi holds mili lememsin l'shliach. So in other words, the Eidim, Achsumim, have to hear from the Bailim alone that they should chasm. So therefore, Chesam Soifa Ve'ed is no problem. But V'is Al Kedai Toch Moide Rabbi Yosi. B'Oimer Imru, but if you'll tell me that Rabbi Yosi is Moide B'Oimer Imru, that this is good, so it comes out that is not necessary for an aid to hear from the Bailim that he should chasme. He could hear from someone else also. There's nothing minechube. So then, how could we say that chasam soif of the aid is kosher? To come out, akilko, the zimnen domalahu, lishnayim. Imru l'saifa v'yichtoiv l'ploini l'ploini v'yachtam. Sometimes he'll tell two people that they should be memane a saifa to write, and they should make ploini l'ploini eidich sime. U'mishum, and these two people will be embarrassed because they realize by being mechabed others on the eidis and not the saifa, this is an insult to the saifa. That for Safras you're good, but for Eidus we need an Elachid. I hope you get the message. Umishum kisufa the Saifa, and they don't want to embarrass the Saifa. Chayshi umichtami chad mahanach sadi v'saifa badais. In order not to insult the Saifa, since this embarrassing situation was put in their lap, so they won't fear us. What the Bailim told them. So they'll tell the Soifa that you should chasme with another aid. Ubal loyom ahochi. And the Baal didn't say this. So memele. So if Omer Imru was good, so chasam Soifa, the aid cannot be good. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi is a Yumi Moide Bonantna Sav Soy Kosav Sefer Saget Vichosam Eidechot Kosher. Om Rabbi Yirmiyach Sam Sefer Shanino. Hai Ksav Sefer Diktoni Chosamu. Shim Chosam HaSefer Be'eid Ve'eid Echot Imoy Ve'edach Imoy Kosher. That's how Rabbi Yirmiyach said Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, Rav Chisde was Moisef on Rabbi Yirmiyah's Kimte, Masnisen the Machshech Sima Sefer Beget, and there's no problem, Rabbi Yosi, the Omar Mili Lememson Lishlich. Hilkach, Ein Odom Chosem Beget, the old Mili Lememson Lishlich. So, when there's a Tzivui and Ksivus Haget, which is Mili, the Tzivui has to come direct through the Baal, not through Shluchim. Hilkach ein odom choysim beget, elim kein shoma mipiyatzma, if he heard from the Baal alone. Lefi she'ein ha-shliach ha-shoy loima, le'edim chismu beget loini. Because milim em shum ha-shliach. U'mishim hochi leka le'meichish hocho, shema ha-baal le'tzivo she'yachtoim, elo le'shlucha tzivo, so therefore, since the mission is going according to Rabbi Yosi, so I do not have to be afraid that maybe the Baal told Shema Baal Leitziva Sheyachtaim Elo Shlucha, maybe he didn't Leitziva Sheyachtaim Elo Shlucha Yitziva Shema Leitziva Zalichtaim Lacheirem Lachtaim Vashlich Chosh Hashem Yizbayish Hashoifa Loima ain mekablin or you say by telling the cipher such a thing, so he's insulting the cipher. מתייך שושזו ציבו לסייפה לחתם. עצמאי תודה סייפה לחתם. So ממילא, so how could it be good if I see a cipher on an eight chosom on a get? I have to be afraid maybe this was not the tzivu yabal. So the only way I can be assured that this was the tzivu yabal, if I say that a aid can only be nismana through the baal. Mili lo memsin l'shliach. If I say this, so then I have nothing to be afraid of. So kochach the baal told the sefer techasman. Moche shamin and the boy meimru nami poli Rabbi Yosi. So from this we can figure out that Rabbi Yosi holds him was also no good. To make a shliach on mili, there's also chson of mili memsin l'shliach. Not only in the din of shliach ois shlichusoi, but to be a shliach on mili, there's also such a chson. This al kedai tach moide bei, because if you say Rabbi Yosi is moide, eichem machshech sima seifa beget, how could he be machshech sima seifa beget? Nothing minei chub. That's the Gemara's kash. Now, let us see what the Gemara answers. Oma, Bali Yomochi. So the Gemara answers, Kivin da Oma Ma, Kosha Bloisasa came be Yisrael. We'll see later, on the bottom of the Yomud, the Gemara says that if the Baal told to Edom to tell the Sefer to write and to tell to Edom to chasme. So it's kosher. I'm a Imru is kosher. But Leisase came. One shouldn't do this. It's not a lechatchila de keitze. And we'll see Chazal did not want that a get should be written this way. So now, if it's Leisase came, so how many cases will we have that this will be the case, that the Baal told to Edom to tell the Sefer to write and to Edom to Chasme? Chazal said Leisaseke. So it's a milsa de Leishchiche that this should occur. So since the whole thing is as a milsa de Leishchiche, like Gosel by Rabbonon, that we should be afraid of Kisufa de Sefer, they told the Sefer to Chasme. So Memele, that's Shmuel's terms. Kiven the Omar Mar Kosher Bleisase came be Yisrael. Leishchiach. So now where are we up to? Before we see Rashi, we'll have a Shvera Rashi. So up to like this. Shmuel had a Sofik. Maybe Imrimu is good, according to Rabbi Yosi. Maybe Imrimu is good. And there are two speakers. Suffix number one, maybe Kisvo means Ksav Yoda, only the Chasme. And the Ksivis Haget will be by you telling a Seifa. That was a Suffix. It's a Mamela, it should be good if that occurred. None of us, how can you say Imu is good? It can come out of Kilko. But since this whole case of Oyma Imru is not a lechatchiladik oifen how a get should be written, it's kosher v'loy sasa, okay? So it's a milsad v'shricha v'loy gozor bei rabon. So, without Rashi, things are not too bad. So we have a teretz. So we're back where we started from, the Shmuel holds Imrimu is good, and Chsam Seifer v'eid is also good, because it's a milsad v'loy shricha v'loy gozor bei rabon. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, given the Oma Amar lekamon b'shmaiten, kabi imru l'soifa v'yichtoit, u'leploini u'ploini v'yachtemu. Kosher aget, avo loisase, it should not be done. Loishchiche. Hilkach loigazrin. Now, if Rashi would stop here, it would be gewaldig. So, now, all of a sudden, Rashi starts saying other things, and we have to understand what Rashi is telling us over here.
Now Rashi says, Ushmu less later Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now we have a Mishnah Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is good. Now Ksav Seifa Ve'ed, we could learn Pshat that you have Ksav Seifa, the get was written by a Seifa, and his Ksiva alone is an Eidus that the Baal told him to write it. So the Ksiva Saget is one Eidus. Ve'ed, and an Eid signs underneath the Ksiva Saseifa. So you have two Eidus. If you learn that that's Pshat in the Mishnah, So then there's no problems. If only Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is good, so then there's no Shash of Kilkul. Fakir, Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is, there's no Shailish of Kisufa, there's nothing but, Fakir, I was Mechabed the Seifa, he's one of the Eidim, and there's the, so if I hold Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is good, there's no problem whatsoever. So now Rashi says, Ushmu Lesley Drabi Yirmiyah, the Omar Ksav Seifa Shanina, Elo Ksav Seifa, V'chosameit, Kidim Rinim B'megarash. So he doesn't hold. Bloimuki lo ke Rabbi Yosi. That means, Rabbi Yirmiyah held that Ksav Seifa, Rabbi Yirmiyah held that the Mishnah means Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is good. So if you hold Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is good, so you're getting into a problem. What is the problem? The problem is, maybe a kilkul will occur that of kisufa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said. So the priest said, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, go according to Rabbi Yosef. Shmuel never had this problem because Shmuel said the Mishnah is not telling us Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is good. The Mishnah is telling us Ksav Seifa Ve'ed is good. So there's no problem and there's no. If you learn like Rabbi Yirmiyah, Fashteitzer, you have a problem. Rabbi Yosi is also not a trufa if Ayma Imru is good. Rabbi Yosi holds Ayma Imru is no good. But I learned the Mishnah, Ksav Seifa Ve'ed. I don't say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi. And I could say Ayma Imru is good. B'loi Ayri Masnisin B'mukalok Rabbi Yosi. B'loi Ayri Masnisin Barsimes Seifa Klau. Period. Ubein le Rab Yosi, ubein le Rab Meir, ksheira hachsime. Now let's just skip over this line a minute to see what Rashi is saying over here. Ushmuel lesley de Rab Chizde, dama Rab Yosi, uksav seifa bedivre hakoli. So we have to understand, we have a shvera Rashi. That means, the whole thing is very modern. The Gemara said, and that's how Rashi started off, we asked Akasha on Shmuel, how could Oim Imre be good? So how could Chsam Seifa Ve'ed be good? That is a Shash Kilko. So he said it's a Milsad Loi Shriche. That's what it says in our Gemara. Rashi, all of a sudden, Rashi said this also. Rashi started off by saying this. Rashi explained the Gemara. When Rashi all of a sudden starts saying that Shmuel B'chlal doesn't hold, that Ksav Seifa, the Mishnah means Ksav Seifa Ve'ed. So Memele, so what is happening over here? This is a very difficult Rashi. I'd like to say over how the Torah's Gittin says Pshat in this Rashi. The Gittin says Pshat as follows. The Gittin says the Gemara asked Akasha, if you hold Oime Imru is good, if we hold Oime Imru is good, how could Sam Seifa Ve'ed be good? Because there's a Chash Kilkul. That is the Gemara's Kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? So Gemara answered, but this is not the case you're afraid of. The Omer L'Shnayim that they should tell a Seifa Lichtayim and to aid them Lichtayim is it's kosher, but Leisase can be so. So it's a milsa de Leishchich. Zokt the Teiras Gittin when you saw that this memre The Omar Ma Kash Kosha Blaisasa came be Yisra. This is later we'll have this in this Omar. This is a member of an Amoyer. This Blaisasa came be Yisrael was said Bizman Amiroi. Of a Bizman HaMishnayis, there was no such thing. That means Bizman HaMishnayis, there was no such din that Oyma Imru is kosher v'leisase came. The meikar din, if Oyma Imru is kosher, it's kosher. This is a takona which was nishadish bizman ha-mele. That's yisoid number one. So let's start cheshbeni. If this was nishadish bizman ha-mele, so now we have a Mishneh, Chsam Seifer Ve'eid, Rabbi Yirmi said we have a Mishneh, Chsam Seifer Ve'eid is kosher. The Gemara asked, how can Chsam Seifer Ve'eid be kosher? It's a kilkul could come out, a kisufa the Seifer. So now, on the kasha of, from this Mishneh, Shmuel has no teretz whatsoever. Well, it's a milsa d'loy shchiche, it's not true. This Vloisasa came be Israel was Nishadish Bizman Ramiroi. Vloisasa, we don't know the reason yet. There's a special reason why, but this Vloisasa came be Israel was Nishadish Bizman Ramiroi. So if there's a Mishneh, Chsam Soifa, the Eid is kosher, so we have a kasha, if I'm a Imur is kosher, we have to be Chayish for a Kilku. That's a Murdike kasha. So on this kasha, Rashi said, Shmuel doesn't have such a Mishneh. Shmuel learned Ksav Seifer Ve'eid. Shmuel doesn't learn like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had the problems. Shmuel never had any problems. He learned the Mishneh not Ksav Seifer Ve'eid Shanino. Ksav Seifer Ve'eid Shanino. Ksav Seifer Ve'eid. Yeah, one of the Seifer is one of the Eidim. By writing the Get. You have another Eid. No problem. No kilkul whatsoever. Fine. Ksav Seifer Ve'eid. Bismanam is a zich apostle, it's like it's a shrek. 100% it's possible. Because a kilku could come out. I don't know, but the Mishnah means ksav seifer veit. The Dr. Torah is getting so fine. So everything is good now. So ksav seifer veit is no good. So finish. Why does one have to say a psanu teretz? I only have a Mishnah ksav seifer veit is good. Ksav seifer veit is no good. So finish. Why does one have to go since it's a Muslim by shrichet? I'm chayil karabir miya. So to tell us, get na moiridik about. Let us, what was the shayla of Shmuel? When Shmuel, the shayla that was presented to Shmuel, yilamdeinu rabbeinu, oma lishnayim, kisvu utnu get leishti. And they told the sefer to write and they chasmed it. So the shayla that was posed to Shmuel was, what did he mean? Did he mean that they should only chasme and it's oyma imru on the ksive and it's good? Or did he mean that they should write everything, ksave get also? And then it's no good. And it's no good. Then it's not oyma imru, then it's milam emes lo shliach. That was the shayla of Shmuel. But it would seem the whole shayla of Shmuel is, if they told a seifer, and he meant that they should write, then there's a problem. What would be if they wrote themselves? Then there's no problem. So if it means ksav aget, it's good. Now, omar lishnayim, kisvu utnu get leishti, you know they have two people. One of them is going to write a get. And the seifer will be one of the eidim, and you have another eid. Now, so what is the suffix of Shmuel? Shmuel seems to have a suffix that, they told the seifer, so now, I have a problem. Maybe he didn't mean that. Maybe he meant sabaget also. But it would seem from Shmuel, if they didn't tell the seifer, and they themselves wrote, it would be good. Shema Shemaim, this is sam seifer the eid. How could Chsam Seifer Ve'eid be good? So on that, the Gemara says, בזמן הגמורך שם סויפה ועיד is good, because it's a מלסוד לא השכיחה, because they made a תקון already. So Rashi is working on two fronts. From, if you'll ask a kasha, from the Mishneh, בזמן המשנה שם סויפה ועיד can't be good. Because there was no תקון of לאיסאסה came by Israel. So memele, and oime imru is kosher, he's mitzadet oime imru is kosher. So memele, so oime imru is kosher. So memele, so chsam soifu ve'eid bizman ha-mishne zikhe cannot be good. So that's why Rashi has said, the Mishne means chsam soifu ve'eid. The shmul had a different shah in the Mishne. So on the Mishne, it's b'chal, there's no kash in me. No, boss, from myself, you see, I hold Chsam Sofer Veid is kosher. Yeah, because Bizman HaMeroim, there was a, it's now Milsud V'loi Shvich. Let's go further. V'leichish, Tzrek de Gemore, Dulma Oma Lohu Lebeitrei, if you see Chsam Sofer Ve'eid, let's be afraid another thing. If you tell me, Oime Imru is kosher, if you tell me Oime Imru is kosher, and you tell me there's, okay, so, Leich is Duma Omru Lebeitrei, Imru Le Sofer Ve'yichtei, Ve'atem Chsumu. There was an Oime Imru on the Ksivas HaSofer, and you should be the Eidim. Ba'oz li hanoch, mishum kisufa de seifa, machtle le seifa bahad echad minai, ubaloi omahochi. Let's be afraid something else. Let's be afraid that when we see some seifa veid on a get, so the first kasha was, let's be afraid that two people, if I'm imru is good, maybe two people were told to be memana to Eidim and the Seifa, and al kisufa the Seifa, they were memana the Seifa one day. In fact, the Gemara, let's be afraid of something else, and we'll see later what the difference is. Let's be afraid, he told them, you should be the Eidim and be memana Seifa. And again, when they came to the Seifa, and they said, you know, the Baal wants you to be the Seifa, and who's gonna be the Eid? You and one of us. We'll do the same thing. And we have the same problem. So the Gemara answered, Omri honami kosher v'leisasa. Well, the same thing. It's kosher v'leisasa. So the Gemara says, no. Hanicha l'mande omri kosher v'leisasa. Later, in this case, when he told them, you should be the Edom, and you should be Mamana Asaifa, there's a machloikas a meroim if it's kosher b'loi sasa or not. Hanich al-mandi yom ha-kosher b'loi sasa. Al-mandi yom ha-kosher b'sasa ma'ika l'meima. But there's one mandi yom said this is kosher l'chatchila. So now I have a kasha, but, so now I have a kasha and you shmuel. If I'm a imru is kosher, and such a case could also be. So how can chsam saifa ve'eid be good? Maybe this was the story. Let us see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi. Dil ma'om alam aluhu atam chsumu. Vimro l'poini v'yichta. Dabo amrini l'kamon kosho v'sasa. One man dim says kosho v'sasa. V'mash resim v'saifa beget oz lihani sadi. V'machtim l'saifa mishum kisufem. Nichol man dim aputi l'kama b'shmait. So memele, it's bitter. Elo, so the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Yossi Tarti Yoma. Rabbi Yossi holds, Eimer Imru is no good. Rabbi Yossi holds Mila Memsel Shliach. So Alibe de Rabbi Yossi, there never is a chshash. This chshash can never come about Alibe de Rabbi Yossi. Ushmuel sovalei kevosei bechode upoligalei bechode. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi that mile memsel shliach, but he holds Eimer Imru is good. Now let us see what Rashi says. Elo Rabbi Yosi tarti omer. Elo vadei Rabbi Yosi tarti omer lepsula. Rabbi Yosi holds both apostles. Bein shomer leshloisha tnu. Bein shomer imru lepleini. Bein shomer leshloisha tnu. And they made other shluchim, that's mili. Bein shomer imru lepleini v'yichtoi v'pleini v'pleini v'yachtemu, that's ema imru. Pos. Vahanoch amayroi domri lekamon tase v'loi tase. Now these amayroim, there's one man yomad that says tase. Alibi the Rabbi Yosi pligi. They're saying alibi the Rabbi Yosi. Alibi the Rameya pligi. They're going alibi the Rameya. Who holds mili Memser and Lishliach, who holds Omer Imru is good. They're going to live with the Rameya. The Rabbi Yosi possible the Gamri. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's possible. Gam, everything is possible. The Isel the Rabbi Chizde, the Hodikton, Iksam Soifa Kosher, Rabbi Yosi, the Lakala Meichesh, Shemo, Shliach, Tzivo, Vuleibal. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi is saying, now we're saying like this. If there's a machloikis tase v'loi sase, that's only a libid Rameya. And because Rabbi Yosi holds, Eme Imrus is possible, Mila Memson Shlich is possible, everything is possible. Now, if the Isel the Rav Chizde, I mean, Rav Chizde had said Chsam Seifa Ve'ed is kosher only according to Rabbi Yosi. He passed on it Rav Chizde. The Diktoni Chsam Seifa kosher. Rabbi Yosi, the Lekel Meichesh, Shemo Shliach Tzivo, V'loi Bal. So according to Rabbi Yosi, there's never a chash of Kisufe because Edim are never appointed by Shluchim. Edom are only appointed by the Baal, so if the Edom are gechas, the Baal told them to be Edom, so therefore, Chsam Seifa v'yeid is kosher. Ushmul, the Omer le'el, hadover tzorich talmid, the iksuvu ksav yodom, he was mesupik, maybe iksuvis ksav yodom, or ksav aget, nase, ka'ime imru v'kosher, Sovolok Rabbi Yosi bechode de Omar Shmuel alochik Rabbi Yosi heiche de loy Omar imru upolagalei ba'omar imru. So now I just like to mention a shtickle ha'ore, which I got stuck here. The way that Teres Gittin said that the whole Gemara before that Shmuel had to fend for himself was because of the suffix of Shmuel. Shmuel had a suffix. If Ksuvu, Shmuel had a suffix. If Ksuvu means Ksav Yodon or Ksav Aget also. That was the suffix of Shmuel. If it means Ksav Yodon, so then it will be good because Ema Imru is kosher. That was the suffix of Shmuel. And if it means Ksav Aget, so L'chayir the Gemara learned, so then he wants them to write also, so they have to write also, and Mila Memson Shlich is no good. So we had a raya from Shmuel, that Shmuel holds Ksam Seifa Ve'ed is kosher. That was the whole problem. So what happened now? So how did we get Fahemfeld? Now it comes out that Chsam Seif Veid is only kosher according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds Imru is possible. So how could Shmuel hold Chsam Seif Veid is kosher? So Dachsach, but the Teres Gittin doesn't speak about this, but Dachsach me, according to the Teres Gittin, the Gemara holds now as follows.
According to Rabbi Yosi, that holds Omer Imru is possible, so then Chsam Seifa Ve'ed is kosher, because it's not shash whatsoever. According to Shmuel, that holds Omer Imru is kosher, then Chsam Sofer Ve'ed is Zichr Posel. Now, the Shaila of Shmuel was as follows. When he said Ksuvu, did he mean only Ksav Yodon? And then they can go and tell a Sofer to write, because Omer Imru is kosher. Or maybe he meant Ksav Haget. And if he meant Ksav Haget, so then the only way it will be kosher, if the Sofer will, one of these two will be a Sofer and write the Get, and the other one will be an Eid and Chasman the Get, and they will have Ksav Sofer the Eid, which is kosher.
For a little further, a little anusugye, Gufe. Omar Shmuel, Omar Rebbe, Halochi, Rabbi Yosi, Domi, Mili, Lememson, Lushliach. As Shmuel said, B'Shem Rebbe, that Mili, Lememson, Lushliach. Omar Lafon of Rabbi Shimon, B'Rebbe, why do you pass on it, Rabbi Yosi? Ma'acher, Sherab Meir, V'chanine Ish Oinoi, Chilkin al Rabbi Yosi, they hold Mili, Memson, Lushliach. Ma'ro Rebbe loyma halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. So why did Rebbe pass more at Rabbi Yosi? I mean, there's big guns against him. Meir holds Mili Memsren, and it's Chanini Shoyne, and the same B'Shem Rabbi Kiva. I mean, you have big people that holds Mili Memsren Shliach. Amaloi shesayk b'ni shesayk. Don't ask such a kasha. Lo ra'isa as Rabbi Yosi. You don't know who Rabbi Yosi was. If you ever seen a Rabbi Yosi, nimuke imay. Rabbi Yosi, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says as follows. Nimuke imay, perusha imay, losis tam lechol devorav shayim yashiv es devorav. Whenever Rabbi Yosi said a shtik teire, it was on a silver platter, it was so clock. If Rabbi Yosi holds Mila Lememson and Lushliach, it was on if Rabbi Yosi holds Mila Lememson Lishliach, he gave such an explanation, it had to be like that. So Mamela, he can have a lot of tannoim, but Rabbi Yosi had this smile when he said Aloche, it was put down with a clokite, with a murder kabir. We have to pass on it, Rabbi Yosi. Now, I just have one shrekliche problem over here, which I didn't find anyone should ask. He was asked, Shmuel was asked, you say, Bishop, we pass on it, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Meir is chaylik on Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Chanine, Chanine is oin is paso. How are you, Papa? He said, well, if you would see Rabbi Yosi, you wouldn't have such a cash. Fine. And Oima Imru, we just said before, Rabbi Yosi holds this pas, I hold this kosher. That means, so who's the Yid who differentiated between, it's not a Rabbi Meir, it's not a Chanine, it's Shmuel. And he's chaylik on Rabbi Yosi. So, I don't understand how this works. Loira Bosi, I don't understand. But anyway, but now we're gonna have, Samazai will see the milus of certain Tanoi. So, Tegemara Zai. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Isi ben Yehuda or Yamoina Shvachim Shal Chachomim. He said over the milus of the Tanoi, Rav Meir Chacham. Rav Meir Chacham B'Saifa. It was a Chacham and a Saifa. That was Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Chacham L'Chsheyirtze. Rabbi Yehuda was a Chacham L'Chsheyirtze. Let's see, there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Chacham B'Saifa, Kedrimus Echesaita, Amarti Lo'i Lavaroni. Chochem l'chsheyirtze k'shayoroitze liyois mosin umisyashev b'dvorov hoya chochem. I mean, if he gave, sometimes he gave up a blitz peretz or a blitz event, but if he wanted to be mosin umisyashev b'dvorov, then he was a chochem. Others want to say that if it's chochem l'chsheyirtze, it's a different pshat, that sometimes a person he's involved in other things, he can't tear himself away from his involvement in the mamik, in the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda, whenever he wants to go into a sugya, he can be involved in 20 things, chochem l'chsheyirtze. He can jump into the sugya and be reishi v'rubi in the sugya, he's not affected by his previous involvement. Rabbi Talfin Gal Shalagoysen. Rabbi Talfin was like a pile of walnuts. Now what's this mile? Gal Shalagoysen. Meforish Vavest Rabnosen. Ma Gal Shalagoysen. Odom Neutel Achas Mehen. Behein Nikbotzois Venoitlois Zu Al Zu Kulom. When a person takes a bottom walnut, everything starts toppling down. Kach Rabbi Talfin. Bo Talmud v'sholei dovo, v'yeta mashayla, ha'yemei v'lei raya, mikro, medresh, mishnah, aloche, v'agoda, akol yachad. That means he showered him with haychoches from every mikzaya shebetayra, from teyra shebetayra, from teyra shebetayra. That was Rav Tav. Rav Yishmoel Chanus Miyuzenes. That's Chanus Miyuzenes. A chanus is a chanus shel yayin. Meyuzen is that it's fully stored. Yeino muchen bo tamid. Whenever you come in, there's no problem. There's always an abundance of wine. She'ein achem benitzach loyma leloikchem hamtinu ba'ovi lochem. Wait, I'll bring you. No. There's wine. Whoever comes in, there's wine to get. Kach nitzrach odom lulmeid mipiv mezumulay v'tamud de'or bepiv. Not, wait, I have to look over the sugya again. It was on his fingertips. It was ochlay bepiv. That was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva oitzer bolum. Rabbi Kiva was an oitzer bolum. What does that mean? Zatrashi. Kach mefurish v'oves terabnosen lema hoi Rabbi Kiva doime. The tchilas limud of Rabbi Kiva is like a poor person who takes his kup and goes to a sode. Motza sa'irim, he finds some sa'irim to take, some barley, kotza v'nosambo, puts this in the kup. Motza chitim, he finds some chitim, nosambo. V'chein poilim, v'chein adash. So now, between you and me, what does he have in his kup? A mishmash. I mean, he doesn't have a little seirim, a little adashim, a little dos. So when he comes back home, birr kol min latzma. Then he separates it. Can't make a psakugel from all these things. He made the barley separately, and the chitim separately, the poilim, the dash. Fine. Kach Rabbi Kiva shalomat meraboiso shoma dvar mikra meraboiso. There was shirim one after the other. So this one was giving a shir on mikra. He went to the shir. Right afterwards, there was a shir on aloche. So, I'll get fatumot. Let me first chazarayim the mikro. No. I'll hear the shir on aloche also. V'achav aloche, v'achav medrash, v'achav agodim. So now, there were 20 yediyas that were put into his head, and he didn't chazov anything yet, but he didn't get fatumot. Nosan liboy lachzerle. Now he started chazing over the mikra ule gerson at shahoyu sudurim befiv. Then he was mesada everything. This is the mikra. This is the agoda. This is the medrash. V'loy omar. He didn't say elmaid mikra laatzmai medrash laatzmai. That means I don't want to fatumu myself. That one be I'll learn each thing bazundo, not to get 20 yediyas in my head and then to start chazering it over and being mesada it. But when he became a chochem godol, Also, kol ha-teure matbeyes, sidr, medrash, sifri, v'sifro, levadom. Then, when he gave over to his talmidim, he didn't give them over a mishmash. He already was masada everything in his mind, the medroshim besunder, the mikra besunder. V'shonon la'atma lo tamidot. He taught the medrash, sifro, v'sifri, besunder. There was a shir on that. V'alochis la'atma, v'agodis la'atma. So, memele, so that was the godless of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was capable of being koilet many ideas without understanding them or being misada them, and then he was able to be mevarer each idea bifnei atzmoi and to build from this to have ideas from kol ha-teiriku. V'nire be'einai oitzer bolum, what does bolum mean? Sogel. Maskirais levadam. Each one is this compartments for each one. Mechitzis, mechitzis. The maishaisim betevis gedolis. Litein chitim mikam, sairam mikam, adoshim mikam, kmoi pivbolum, veragam uvulam isgab choyres. Klushai belaz, it means compartments. So memele, here the Gemara is telling us the godless of Rabbi Kiva. Even though the ideas that he was koilet were all unclear in different mitzvahs, he was able to separate them and to make compartments for each one. That was the godless of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Kupas Horeichlem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Kupas Horeichlem, a foresh awesome, what's Kupas Horeichlem? He was a kupa of Horeichlem. Horeichlem are peddlers. A foresh awesome. Ma Horeichl ze shabo liir. Shoyle mimenu afasam in imoch, omahin. Kleit in imoch, omahin. Kinom in imoch, omahin. So memele, whatever, you have a peddler that's selling psalmim, spices, whatever was asked for, he had it. He came with a full kupe, whatever was asked for, he could serve. Kach nitzach odav lishol dovo b'mikro, mishivoi. V'chein b'gmore, v'chein b'medrish, v'chein b'agode. He could, v'ein shvach said, v'imul shel Rabbi Kiva, sh'nosan li b'etchila v'lomad akol mevur bo v'achakach sidron. Rabbi Kiva is another parasha. Rabbi Kiva also knew Mishnah, Mikra, and everything. But Rabbi Kiva is a besunder regardless how he acquired the knowledge from a mevur bo dike klitis, he was able to be misadret. That's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had learned everything separately, but al kaponim, whatever was asked from him, you were able to. Now the Dvar Yaakov asks, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel Chanus Mizanes. So Rashi says that Yein emuchem batomit shenichem yitzachloim loikchem amtin of avi lachem yachnitzach odam lumei mepiv mezumaloi batamudei oruch pepiv. What's the difference between that and kupas choychum? Whatever you ask, you shall double the mikra meshivoi b'chein b'migmore. So that's me this took a look in between them. First of all, the godless of Rabbi Shmuel was that he didn't have to say wait. Yeinai muchan bo tomit. Sheinachem vitzaron otzum hamtinu. Bovi lachem. Yeah, it was there. It was on his fingertips. V'talmudai oruch bepiv. And daksame talmudai means teire shebal peh. That means shas, patli, yishalmi, sefro, sefri, oruch hapiv. Mikra, I don't know if he was such a bucky, but someone wanted to know mikro. Talmud de orech bepiv, in Talmud, like there was one thing, like just like he said, that you come to Hanus, you want one product, you want yayin, as soon as you ask for it, you'll get it right away. So that was Rabbi Shmuel. Here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri kupas haroichlem, that means he had all minim, he had mikro, he had mishneh. First of all, it doesn't say that he didn't say, wait, he had it. Mikro, you'll ask me not to, I'll send you to another rabbi who was a baki a mikro. I'll tell you mikro. But it doesn't say he told him on the second. But I'll tell you, he was capable of telling. And he had riboy yediyas and all mitzvahs ha-teire. It doesn't say that by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Talmud ayoros biyodei. I mean, l'cheir, it's a different milus. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah kupish al psamim. What's kupish al psamim? Daimel le kupas areichem. It's also the same thing with his psamim. Ela shareichel mitoich shem nosi lekach marbe minim yoises. He has a lot of minim. All customers, this one come on this, so he has 20 minim in his kupas. V'koisha kolecha b'tzreil levadilis mezumen l'shoyaloi. And he doesn't have so many minim. But it's a kupi shal psalmi, and meir the king ishmak is achim. That's Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov kav venoki. Kav venoki, Rashi says, leili meit harbe kishachaber. He wasn't this bucky. He didn't have so much. Elema sho'ima bebeis ha-medrash, but whatever he said, noki yu shalocha kama yisulam. Whenever he said something, he wasn't a big bucky, but said a little, but what he said was, perfect. That means the halachic kamaisa loyalam. That was the maisa belaza ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yaisi, nemukayimai. This is what we mentioned before. Rabbi Shimon, toichen harbe umaitzi kime. Rabbi Shimon ground a lot, umaitzi kime, and it came out a little. Tana, what does that mean? It came out a little. Mashkach kime. He forgot a little. He ground a lot, he learned a lot, and he forgot a little. Umashe moitzi, in the little that he forgot, eini moitzi elasubit. That means if he forgot something, he forgot not the ikar svaris. The svaris lahaloche that we paskin like that he knew, and that he never forgot. The svaris which are not eiskalten aloche, that could be he forgot, was abzazabchine. You know, this wasn't the Iker Aloches of the Mele, so there wasn't so much Sima Slave. Yeah. Umashe Maiti Maiti Lasubav Chenem Rav Shimon Talmidov Bonai Shnu Midoisai Shonu Midoisai. Learn from me Shemidoisai Trumeis Mitrumeis Midoisov Shalabekiva. That means whatever I'm telling you, these are the mufcha of Divrei Rabbi Kiva, and this is Eiskalt and Aloche, and so let's see what Rashi says. Teichen harbe, shona harbe. Moitzi kima, what does that mean, moitzi kima mforshlei? Tona, mashkach kima mitalmud. He forgot a little from his Talmud. Umashe moitzi, eni moitzi elasubi, mashe shochach mitalmudai. Things which are not loch emoise. Shona midoisai, limdu teiroisai. Shemidoisai, trumes, mitrumes, midoisai, shabakiva. Bechartim, I chose, utaramtim, mitoich ikrei, mishnayoisai, shabakiva. Aine breirach, abreira, this is mamish, the ikr, these are the yesoides. This I never forgot, and the mailer, so, we shall learn it from it.